Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to go from here, where I'm at, to Camden, Tennessee, to Tactical Response. And right there, right now, teaching a class. Well, he's not teaching class now because right now he's talking to me, but he was, and he may go back to doing it after I get done. I don't know. Joining me again from for a little combat.
Mr. Bill, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I got you. I was too busy laughing, man.
Okay.
You got tied up there for a minute. Yeah, I was here and I ran an integrated program, and that was the Saturday, Sunday. And then I had some private training yesterday and today. Everything went extremely well, although I did suffer an ego casualty for the integrated weapons gig, which is one of the first things that I explain upon the kickoff of training, that, you know, getting your kit and equipment out and ready, be sure to leave your ego in your vehicle. And one guy chose not to do that, and it caught up with him pretty quick. But cannot complain. The majority of the crew had an excellent experience. Everybody, the takeaway was a much higher level of awareness and understanding of what that actually means.
Right.
And I'll be heading home tomorrow morning.
Gotcha. So, throughout the time that I've been talking to Dave, and he's been good enough to grace me with his presence here on the show, I have gone back and forth, and I have for a daily carry gun, I have an ideal platform, which is a shorter, compact slide with a full-size grip, which is the same description as a Glock G45 or the 19X, or now, in my case, for the SIG P320 or the SIG M18, rather, which is what I'm actually factually carrying. And very patiently, he has been dealing with me on this because I guess for you, do you see people come in and try to struggle with a gun that is maybe not the right gun for them?
Absolutely. I see it quite often. You know, the field out there in combat handguns, there's a lot of good combat handguns out there being made today. Very difficult. I see it as being difficult, even for a skilled shooter to make a decision on which gun would be the best, let alone an entry-level person easily be overwhelmed with the sheer volume of choice they have today.
Right.
But the primary points of interest remain the same. One, what is your skill level? Two, based on your physiology, how big are your hands? And three, does the pistol fit your hand? But I don't mean just in respect to holding it, but in respect to, are your hands big enough to allow you to immediately access the controls? based on their location and how they function. And that's as simple as that.
Right.
But people, you know, they don't know it, or they have a tendency to, you know, forget it and wind up with a handgun that is generally much difficult to shoot. But the rule of thumb on that is the smaller the gun, generally the more difficulty you're going to have operating it well.
So you got to find that sweet spot based upon your hand, your ergos, all that other stuff, huh?
Exactly.
Should when somebody's trying to, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, if somebody's picking up guns and they like go to a place where they can rent them and everything, should they pay very close attention to their instincts? And if they see one that is like, if they get out there and they can hit a target, any target, draw a face on a target with a high point.
Right.
Should that be the gun? I mean, if they can hit that well, that efficiently?
It's funny you selected that choice, because I would like to see somebody pull that off. The high point. It always surfaces. You know, the fact of the matter, based on, and now this is just me talking, but based on the sheer volume, or the fact that high point is, you know, is able to remain in business, and I don't know, man, high points probably shoot more people on a daily basis than the high end guns.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I'm not either. They get.
They get
sure
run under the bus all the time.
Yeah, they do. Well, I mean, I see people review them all the time, but they don't have too many bad things to say about them. I think they just suffer from the fact that a lot of people equate price with quality.
Well, you do get what you pay for, bro.
Sure. Yeah. Of that, there is no doubt. Although, I think now, in the striker-fired gun arena, you can look at something between... If you're looking at something between $450 and $650, you're probably hitting a sweet spot as far as dollars, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Now, I know Taurus keeps selling these G3 pistols that are like $250. Have you seen anybody come through a class with one of those?
Negative. Ghost driver.
I've heard that they actually hold up.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of... Well, it really, there's a lot of good handguns. I have a Carr CW9.
Wow, that's going back, huh?
Yeah, it's going back a ways. But it's a double action only 9mm.
Right.
And it goes bang every time I fire it. I don't, it's like a guest gun in my vehicle when I'm, you know, when I have company. But it has one of the sweetest double action trigger groups in it that I've ever fired, and I just liked it, so I held on to it.
Sure.
And I do rely on it as a guest gun, so that speaks for its reliability.
A guest gun.
I don't know if pistol, and I'm taking it on good faith, that pistol would not hold up to the sheer volume of firing that I do on a regular basis. And having said that, by coincidence, I've been running my primary G45 for approximately maybe 2 to 3 years now.
Yeah.
And the slide lever parted ways. The right side parted ways with the left side.
Oh.
And it actually locked the gun up.
Hang on right there. I want to hear this story, okay? Because I know it has nothing to do with reliability about the gun, for one thing. But
right.
Anyway, talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's up there on location at Tactical Response. Just got done with a teaching class, joining us today for some combat pistol craft, talking about my gun, which I've settled on talking about, and we're going to find out about his gun, which apparently had a death due to Super Dave. But we'll get on that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, who's that tactical sponsor right now. When we last left off, one of his gun parts is supposed to be in one piece, became two. So, please continue, sir.
Slide lever.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, even back in the day when I fired Berettas primarily, I've seen just about every on a Beretta 92 go away. frames, slides, internals. If you fire any handgun, you know, enough, you're going to have issues with life cycle replacement for the high-use parts of the machine. And there's no telling, based on the amount of dry fire I do, in addition to live firing, the guns that I use, basically, I use them up. And if they can't be salvaged or rebuilt, you know, it's done. I get another one.
I'm curious about this because, you know, Glock has a reputation of being a very tough gun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how many rounds have you put through this particular gun if you had to make a guesstimate?
If I had to guess, I have probably at least 60 rounds through the pistol.
Did you say 60,000?
Yeah.
Well,
on average, I fire about 10,000 rounds on my own, but the amount of firing I do at work or work is anywhere between 15 and 20 grand. So I would say I'm going to cut the loss to having fired this gun for the last 2 years solid. So that's ballpark, you know, about 60 grand. Now, if you do the math on that, here's where people freak out. What they don't take into consideration is put a price tag on $60,000 worth or 60,000 rounds of ammunition, and then put the price tag on the pistol that you fired it through.
Right.
And, you know, I've caught guys in conversations before where they're, you know, on a tirade about, you know, I should be able to fire 100,000 rounds to this gun and, you know, I have a problem. Well, how much did you pay for it? And, you know, you're talking like you ran 50, 60,000 rounds of ammo through it and you're complaining? You know, you ran, what, $15,000 worth of ammo through a $600 gun, and you have a problem with that? I don't get that part.
You know, when I was stationed in Europe, and I'm curious about this because you open a question in my mind's eye. When I was stationed in Europe, we had certain pieces of our equipment we called the ice pack. Which was, right. We had train, like, for mop suits and everything, we had training, and then we had one in the ice pack, which was the actual one that we would have pulled out if we really went and were riding, going to take our vehicles into East Germany.
Right.
And, we also were told that we also had brand new weapons that would be issued at that point, and even though I brought up the question of, what about that whole zero thing? Because, you know, back then we had carry handles with the sights integrated right. on it and everything else. And that was explained to me that we would know in plenty enough time that they were massing at the border and all this other stuff. So we'd all have all this time. And then I was just sort of wondering, well, what's the point of all these alerts we keep having?
Right.
If we'd have all of that, those indicators that we were about to go into combat. But, I mean, the stuff that I trained with. The weapon that I was, quote, issued in Europe when I first got there was a Vietnam-era M16.
Excellent.
And then we made the switch over to the M16A2, which, you know, I was never wild about that particular weapon, but that's beside the point. But we were, at that point, we were told we would not be issued new weapons because we had new weapons.
Right.
And is that because of a realization that sometimes your equipment does need to be updated simply because of the wear and tear of training?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Cycle replacement. You know, the military, during my time, for a hand, life cycle replacement is 5,000 rounds, or was 5,000 rounds.
Right.
And that was considered life cycle replacement for the piece. So if you think about that, for example, SIG won in the military contract. The actual pistols or number of pistols is really not that. It's in the bucket compared to the package that is necessary to search.
Right.
You know, the weapons across the DOD, really. So that's where the big money is.
Right.
But all in all, you know, anything man-made is susceptible to failure or breakage if you use it enough. So I don't run out when, you know, I have problems with my guns, especially when they're, you know, just parts breakage issues, because, you know, we're all things. There's manufacturing, quality control, even the quality of your raw materials come into the play of the problem.
Right.
But I'm just glad it happened during training. And, you know, I couldn't be more happier than that. It happened
well,
at a
well,
in time.
We're coming up on the next break. I want to find out what your process is when this does occur to you, because that's never occurred to me, but I probably haven't shot as a civilian 60,000 rounds in training, so in total. So much less in 2 years. So I want to find out about this. Super Dave, of course, you can find him at combatspeed.com. He does travel around and he does have his traveling training show that he takes out and goes and trains at places like Tactical Response, where he is now. We'll be right back. By the way, check him out on Instagram. Instagram is becoming his thing. SDave_Harrington at Instagram. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal authorities are keeping more than 100 pounds of drugs off the streets of California after a recent drug bust. Border Patrol agents in the El Centro sector responded to reports of a suspicious vehicle near a restaurant in the border city of Calexico last Friday. Agents stopped the vehicle and conducted a search and found 106 pounds of methamphetamine with an estimated street value of more than $3.4 million. The man driving the vehicle tried to run away but was arrested. The vehicle and drugs were seized by agents. Former ITT Technical Institute students are off the hook for their federal loan debt, the Department of Education canceling the debt for about 200,000 people. The education secretary saying ITT intentionally misled students about the quality of their programs. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is signing off on exports that have some Republicans on Capitol Hill scratching their heads.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another record has been set on the southern border. Federal agents have arrested more than 1.8 million illegal immigrants so far this fiscal year. That beats last year's total, and there are still 2 months left of reporting. With the continued flow from Central America, it's likely the Border Patrol will top 2 million arrests this year. That's never happened before. The latest numbers show about 7 out of 10 of those caught are single male adults looking for work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's had a breakdown, which interests me a great deal because I've never, you know, I see that happening in now most of the time with the in if you're in a class and you've got a student that has a gun malfunction, is it of this kind of nature where they actually have a material, you know, a material breakdown on the gun, or is it something else that maybe has more to do with the magazine or the ammunition? Or,
well, yeah, normally you see the primary problems I see are people with quality firearms, but in order to satisfy ammunition requirement for training, the least expensive ammo they can.
Right.
And it turns into a train wreck in short order. Not that big of a deal, but produce malfunctions. You know, I just don't see the mechanical malfunctions you used to see, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
And that's primarily just due to advances in, you know, CNC machine and just, well, you know, computers producing everything now. The gear is better than it ever has been.
Right.
The problem right now is with the economy fluctuating and the political situation being what it is and the effect it's had on the ammunition manufacturing in our country, some of the QC is slipping. A little bit, if maybe not a lot of bit, but, you know, I always pick and choose. You get what you pay for, and I really don't have a choice because, you know, I'm of the lead by example credo, so I have to have kit and equipment that works and have kit in depth. For example, having experienced the parts breakage that I did, I just simply used my secondary pistol,
right,
which is, you know, an identical mechanically stock Glock G45.
Right.
And just drove on. I didn't think about it. I identified the problem, put the gun, you know, unloaded and cleared it, put it away, got my secondary into action, and finished the program and the private training. Not a problem.
So with your ailing pistol, how will you go about evaluating whether this gun can be redeemed?
It can. All I need is a new slide lever.
Okay. So have you ever
slide lever in it?
So I guess the question would be, I mean, have you had retired pistols? I'm sure you have.
I have retired, sure. An ethic call. You know, a lot of people will pound pistols to death and then, you know, sell them as a used pistol, but, like, don't tell people it's a really used pistol.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, people don't, you know, your average bear is not going to fire as much as I do or that as I have to run into these types of issues. You know, I guess it would be safe to say, you know, your average bear is never going to have to deal with or see the kind of problems that I have, just from a standpoint of the sheer amount of work and firing I do comparatively.
Right. Well, I think one of the good things, though, is that guns are sort of modular now.
Right.
And if you have a lower go out, for Glock, there's lots of places now that you can buy a lower for a Glock.
Right.
It may not be a Glock lower, but it will be Glock compatible with the parts that you do have. Likewise for a slide or your barrel or whatever, springs,
right,
guide rod, whatever. You can replace all the parts, and I mean, given time, you can probably. You could replace the entire gun, given time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. I found that interesting when you were telling me that, because guns, what the problem with guns is that you can't really look at a gun and figure out wear on them unless you maybe pull the slide and it's like just banging back and forth loose, huh?
Yeah, fit finish, wear and tear, noticeable wear and tear. The one thing always jumps out at me in respect to wear on a gun is or has nothing to do with the mechanical aspects of the pistol, but how much holster wear is on the slide.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can
yep.
tell, you can get a pretty good idea how much pistol's been used if the slide has been, you know, worn well by, you know, it being drawn from the holster.
Yeah. Speaking of holsters, so I shot the video today for the Staccato XL.
Okay.
And I was making mention of the fact that I'd had a discussion with you on this gun about, you know, would this be a gun that somebody would carry? And you pointed out that it would probably be best suited as a work gun. And I was a little curious about that because whenever you see the tactical operator out there nowadays, right?
Right.
Their handguns are tremendously big, right? If they're not tremendously big, then they have a suppressor on them, and they're nearly as long as a, you know, half of a pool cue. And I mean, they're just big affairs. And
right.
I was just wondering why in the tactical world. I know, for example, that I have read, I don't know firsthand, but I know that I've read that about some of these SOCOM guys are buying Glock 19s because of the size and everything else.
Right.
What is it with the fascination with the big gun as the work gun?
I have no idea, but I can tell you it was inspired by You remember the, the HK series of pistols?
Well, the big MK 25 or 23 or whatever that was.
Right. I believe it was M23, yeah. M23.0. We called it, they called it the Offensive Handgun Project. And we jokingly called it the Truly Offensive Handgun Project. And while I was stationed at Bragg in the early 90s, the mechanism that I was part of, we had the opportunity to, T&E, two guns that made the initial cut, and that was Colt and HK. And both of the pistols had threes. Of course,
I tell you what, hold up right there. Hold up right there. I want to hear about the fleas. I want to hear about what you got to T&E and everything else. Super Dave, you can follow Super Dave on Facebook at Dave Harrington. His commercial page is Super Dave Harrington. His YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. Instagram is sdave_Harrington. And his webpage is combatspeed.com. And this is where you go if you want to get to know Super Dave. There you can find where he's going to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave, and he was telling us about a testing process between Colt and H&K, because I wondered out loud why all of the work guns, especially the work gun holster, some of those things are gigantic. I mean, it's almost like the holster that some of these guns go in would protect it from a nuclear blast. Is that by design to keep it from getting damaged, or what?
I have no idea. When you talk holsters, you know, law enforcement drives that train on retention holsters. And there, to my knowledge, I can't remember the exact model of holster, but I think Safariland has upwards of four or five key nodes you have to before you can get the pistol out of the holster. Takes an amount of training to be proficient at getting the pistol out of the holster. Certainly under reduced time frames. But coming to the that T&E on the truly offensive handgun, I didn't interact with the Colt pistol very much. I just didn't like it outright. I didn't like the weight, the balance, the feel, nothing about it. The HK, though, to their credit, was a much better pistol compared to the Colt, but it still had fleas in respect to its size and balancing out the location and function of the controls. But it was extremely accurate. And the key to the HK's accuracy was lockup in the slide at the end of the barrel. There was an O-ring, you know, just a plain rubber O-ring. But it really helped to center the barrel in the slot and improve procedure map. And to HK's credit, they were the only manufacturer that really took the feedback to heart and made requisite changes, and they fielded the Mark 23 and the USP series of pistols from HK was born out of that project.
Right. I've never tried the USP. I don't know why.
Well, I like it. They're just too big.
Yeah.
It's a big gun. If you're going to carry, in my mind, if I was going to carry a USP, I would just carry an SBR.
Um, That's pretty funny. The reason I ask, though, is I went shooting this past weekend with this, with the gun that I have designated is going to be my carry gun. And I also went shooting with the Staccato XL. And shooting the Staccato XL was shocking to me.
In what respect?
It was just so absurdly smooth. And managed smooth.
Or it's like it's spit and finish?
It was just, pop, 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 just sliding. And no failures to lock back, even though I was using older STI magazines, no failures to lock back. Very accurate. Very accurate. Yeah. Very easy to shoot. It feels, when you're just holding it, when you're sitting here like I might be right now and you pick it up and you hold it, it feels sort of big and clunky. But then when you stick it out front and you start pulling the trigger,
right?
Oh my goodness. So, I have thought to myself, well, if I have to go out the door, I might would take this gun. Just simply because it's just that good. Now, my daily carry gun, though, is going to be this SIG M18. So, I got the optic downstairs. I'm waiting on my gunsmith son to get up and pull that apart, because you have to pull some things out of the upper slide to get to the bolts to lose the plate to install the optic, and then it will be set and ready to go.
What did you choose for an optic?
I am running a HoloSun, and this one is a relatively new HoloSun. Let me see if I can pull it up. I have had very good luck with HoloSun. Steve Fisher likes HoloSun. I get a lot of grief for having a multi-$1,000 pistol with a HoloSun on it, but they work. Yeah. And that always sort of amuses me that you have a piece of Americana and it's not and you're putting a Chinese optic on it. Aren't most optics Chinese or made in China?
I'm not, but I'm thinking a lot of things are of China that we're not sure about.
I went looking one time, and there's only 5 optics companies that actually make optics here.
Wow.
But anyway, let's... okay, for pistol. Okay, this is called the EPS that I got.
Okay.
Which I have experience with 508s, 507s, 509s. I don't have that much experience with the EPS. And this is a little bit compact. And it...
That's the one that's solar only?
No, this one doesn't have any solar panel. This is new. It has no solar panel on it at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no solar panel on it at all. Yeah, so we'll get it mounted. We'll see how it goes. The EPS. I have the EPS carry red.
Okay.
And the reason I have the one I have is because it was actually in stock.
Okay. Right.
So that's the thing. So this gun will be running this EPS red carry optic. It'll have the TLRS 8 flashlight on it, which does not go past the barrel, and it'll be a nice tight little package.
Same sort of
setup as the Glock 45, which is my favorite Glock. Better grip angle. I can shoot them like nobody's business without optics on them. My full-size one, though, that does have an optic on it, I can just run that all day. So that's why I went the route I have gone. And then,
very good, man.
Then
all you got to do now is put the time in.
Put the time in and drive down to Tampa and have Super Dave perfect my skill set. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're heading out tomorrow?
Roger that. First thing in the morning, get up, brush your tail, then hit the road.
So, how do you feel?
I feel amazingly better now. I did push the envelope by having the overt Wednesday morning and driving up here Thursday morning and doing the program. but it's such, you know, it's so hard to describe the immediate relief of, you know, my heart being in AFib and then being put back into normal rhythm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they
really made me understand. It really made me understand, you know, how much I suffered over the last year. It's not a condition I wish on anyone.
Yeah, yeah. The Wednesday they switched Dave off and then switched him back on, and now he is thriving again, which is good. So that's outstanding. I guess you'll be driving back. How long of a drive is that?
13 hours.
13 hours. Okay.
I may split the trip. I'm not sure. There's so many people that I can visit between point A and point B. I can't stop and visit with everybody, but I may choose to do that. I've got a mate of mine, Chris Cathers.
Yeah.
I may stop by and see him on the way back.
Well, before I run out of time, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
You're welcome. I always appreciate the opportunity. Oh, and by the way, I did get my shoulder surgery turned back on for October 20th.
Outstanding. Okay. He's telling me that for a reason. So we'll talk about
super
that. Another time. Very good. Very good, sir. Thank you very much. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.